comes from the Indigo Girls. They have a new album out, Swamp Ophelia. They're playing tonight at the Hammersmith Apollo. And please welcome Emily and Amy. How are you doing?
Hello.
We're doing good, thanks.
Listen, this marks another musical departure for you. I mean, what is it? Do you guys go off after each album and then say, right, concoct something, you know, very, very different from the last one? Is it as deliberate as that?
No, it's very undeliberate. I mean, our producer might be deliberate, but we sort of have this team when we do a record, and we have the songs arranged, and we go in and we let the songs sort of lead us, and all the musicians that we use determine sort of the path that we're on. So I think it's just kind of a spontaneous thing.
There's quite a heavy sort of social, political, lyrical content on, you know, some of your songs. This Train, for example, talking about some of the victims of the Nazis, gays and gypsies as well as Jews. Do you think that an audience takes a lot of that on board, or can take it a lot on board when you're playing live?
Yeah, I mean, we've always just written songs about the things that we're thinking about. I think there are a lot of people out there who think about the same things, and obviously, you know, we try to make the set so that there's some lighter songs interspersed with heavier songs. It's not all heavy, but I, you know, never underestimate the ability of an audience to take in the things that you yourself have been thinking about.
It's just some artists are determinedly, you know, cheerful all the time, and just, you know, they have this sort of philosophy, hey, the world is brilliant, you know, don't sort of shatter the illusion.
Yeah, well, I think everybody's got their own path, you know, and some musicians want to just entertain and sort of don't worry, be happy type of manner, and you know, and some people just want to sing about whatever they're thinking about, and so we never calculate it, we just kind of do it. So hopefully we'll be able to do entertain and, you know, make people think some.
I know, I don't want to sort of paint you as sort of this real dour doom and gloom, you know, because the album's not like that at all. When you're in the studio, you mentioned you have quite a tight production team. Do you sort of wield the lash over the guys then, or are you, is it a collaborative effort?
I think we like to think that we do, but we probably don't. It's very I mean, Peter Collins is our producer, and David Leonard was the engineer, and Peter is in charge in that producer way. He's responsible to make sure everything happens right, but as far as creativity and arrangements, it's an equal team among all of us. Even David, the engineer, he has an input too, so we all, it's the best way to work, and I think the musicians that we have play do a bit of producing themselves, so it's, you know, it's a fun thing for us.
Another song on the album, Reunion, talks about the loss of youthful fire. Is that something that you're starting to feel, the pace, as you're sort of, you know, continue another album, another tour?
Well, I think that song is like sort of warning against complacency. I think I personally start to feel it sometimes, and then, you know, try to go out and do something youthful to pull myself back. I don't know what Emily does, but
I go to baseball games, yes.
Okay, so you're bringing the mitts and the bats on tour with you then?
No, I just have to check the newspapers, and, you know, because it's like 5 hours later here, so it's kind of hard to watch baseball games, but I just call home and find out how the Braves are doing.
Okay, well, we'll have a live song from our sports fans in the basement studio. What would you like to do for us first?
We're going to do Least Complicated.
Okay.
This song is, for the new record.
This is a song by Emily.